It's Monday, July 18th, 2022. Thanks for tuning in to this special New Frontiers and Exotica Music episode of The Sounds in My Head. Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands you might have otherwise missed.
So who's the funny little American?
My name's Daniel.
I didn't expect anything half as exotic.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to open up this year's special New Frontiers and Exotica Music episode of The Sounds of My Head. That was the band Columbo from Brooklyn, New York, otherwise known as Frank LaCrasto's band. Finally released an album as Columbo. It's called Gung Ho. That song was called The Key Club, 1976. And I started the show with it because, little backstory here, I've been wanting to make this episode for, like, years. So basically, first time I saw Columbo play, this was back when I lived in New York, so years ago now. I was so into it, and I was like, oh my God, I can't wait for him to release a record. This is this Exotica stuff is so cool. And they just never released the record, and I kept like sitting on it, and I was like, well, there's not a lot of other Exotica stuff to play anyway. I'd have to do like a mix of old and new Martin Denny and then, you know, Columbo. And that was sort of my plan. I was like, well, so I emailed Frank a while ago and I was like, yo, what's the deal with Columbo? Are you ever going to release anything? And he was like, stay tuned. You know, next year there's going to be something. And I was like, okay. So next year came, which is now 2022. And I was like, I wonder if this Columbo thing's ever going to get. He started hinting that, hey, there's a new record coming. I was like, oh, exciting. And they finally released this record, Gung Ho. It's great. It's super cool. Exactly what you expect from Frank Locrasto. It's a lot of keyboards. It's very jazzy, but it's weird and novel and unlike anything else. But unfortunately, it's not very exotic-y, which is what I wanted. I wanted just straight up Exotica music. And the Key Club, 1976, the one I just played, that's kind of the only Exotica music on the album. But it's still a very good album. So, you know, if you like Frank Locrasto like I do, you're going to like it. So you should definitely pick up the record. I'm not saying don't. I'm just saying it's not all exotic-y. Now, the good news is that in the interim, while I was waiting for Frank to drop this Columbo record, I stumbled upon this, like, just this wealth of other amazing new Exotica music. So then it was like, okay, well, I guess I'll do a whole episode of just new Exotica music. But then I felt bad because I was leaving out all the old Exotica music that led to all the new Exotica music. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do two episodes because I just had too much. I couldn't put it all in one episode. So this episode is the New Frontiers. This is all new music, and it's new music that happens to sound like the very best old Exotica music. So Exotica, right? It's a genre from the 50s into the 60s, kind of this like faux Polynesian, South Pacific, the Orient, you know, Africa, anywhere that Americans sort of perceived as exotic. They sort of took elements like congos and vibraphones and Japanese flutes and, you know, Chinese bells and bird calls and primate shrieks, marimbas, whatever, you know, whatever, all the stuff that you would drop into the background to make something sound quote unquote exotic to someone in the 1950s. And then you put it all together with a bunch of orchestration and stuff. It's beautiful. I love it. It's such great music. And actually, there's this one record label. I don't usually talk about record labels. I probably should. I'm sure they play a huge important role. And it's just my own ignorance that I don't know anything about it. But there's this record label from New Jersey called High Tide Recordings. And I think they're kind of responsible for a lot of this awesome stuff that I'm going to be playing on the show. I'm not totally sure if every band on here is from their label, but definitely several of them are. So yeah, they're really good. But the next thing I'm going to play is actually the first thing after Columbo that I heard that I was like, oh, I should put this on my show. So they're a band from Göteborg here in Sweden, Gothenburg, called, I don't know, we'll say Ixtahuli, I don't know, whatever. And they've got this record called Dharma Land that they released. And it's basically, it's a cover of unrecorded music by Eden Abbas. So he was this early hippie kind of guy who made a lot of Exotica music back in the 50s, 60s. And he documented a whole like album of Exotica music that was never recorded. And so this band from Sweden got a hold of it somehow and like recorded it all. So they have this album of amazingly great modern day Exotica, but it's old. So it's super good. And we're going to hear a song from it right now. We're going to hear the song Mana. It's from the album Dharma Land. It features Kaja Bonet and Orange Crate Art. Anyway, without further ado, Mana from Dharma Land right here on this special New Frontiers and Exotica Music episode of The Sounds in My Head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's catch up. After Mana back there from Dharmaland, we heard two songs by a band from Madrid, Spain called El Exadiost. The two songs we heard were Exotique Mécanique from their album Camango, and then Mai Tai Break from their album Albula a la Occultum. Maybe that's how you say it. Anyway, super great band, super awesome stuff. If you like those songs, definitely pick up all of it. It's just all so good. This whole thing, once I stumbled upon this wealth of Exotica music, it was very hard to whittle down what to play because there's so much of it that's so good. But I wanted to play two different things for two different albums. So that's what we had from El Exadiost. Then after that, we heard a song by a band from Charlotte, North Carolina called the Manicaroos. And the Manicaroos did a cover of Les Baxter's Quiet Village, the song that started it all, Quiet Village back there. That was a cover of Quiet Village from their album Jungle of Steel. It's a new release. It's so great, as well as everything else. Then we heard the Hi-Lo High Flyers from Los Angeles doing two different covers of Maple Leaf Rag and The Mountain King from their album Adventure. So I hope you liked all those songs as much as I did. Super excellent. Those are the most authentic. And now we're going to deviate a little. Now we're going to get a little more loosely interpreted versions of Exotica. So up next, another band from Los Angeles. They are called Maki. And we're going to hear their song called Bora. It comes off their new record called Overtones for the Omniverse. And it's the closest thing to Exotica on the record. It's mostly more just jazz and stuff, but this has some vibes to it that make it seem pretty like it would fit in an Exotica bar to me. So without further ado, Maki from Los Angeles doing Bora right here on this special New Frontiers and Exotica Music episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you. us. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you decided to move to Sweden?
Sure. Well, I come from Honduras. It's a Central American country. I had a pretty good life there as far as childhood and teenage years are concerned. But there was a big turn of events there right around 2009. At that time, I didn't have much time to think, so I just had to get out. And I had studied in the U.S. about 6 years and worked for about 1 year. So I already had bank accounts and social security number. So it was quite easy to just go there and kind of stay for a year and see if things worked out over there. I didn't quite like it. I think the American dream is perhaps somewhat of a myth. That's when I started looking at a lot of websites, making some online searches for things that my country was usually at the bottom of. Things like the homicide rate and the corruption index. Quality of life was also quite important. So how happy people are, levels of education, overall health, obesity rates, and life expectancy, and things like that. So it took several weeks for me to actually try to make the full list of countries and narrow it down to maybe less than 10, but surprisingly, they were all in the same region. They were all in the Nordic countries. So it became sort of a toss-up between Scandinavian countries. And at that point, I could stop looking at the statistics and try to see what kind of a fit it would be in terms of cultural values and anything else. I could be quite picky. And I looked at how many startups there were in each country and how many technology companies were operating. Sweden turned out to be probably the best fit. I mentioned my thoughts and my plans to neighbors in the US, and they were like, "Sweden? What's in Sweden?" They had no idea why it would be such a draw. I didn't know anyone in Sweden, didn't have any contacts. No family, no. I've never been to this half of the globe, so my entire life was set between Central America and the U.S. back then. So I was quite nervous trying it. So the decisions I made based on those studies, I have no regrets whatsoever.
Thank you.
Okay, let's catch up one last time. After Maki back there, we heard a band from London called Vanishing Twin. I have played them on the show before. In fact, I've even played songs from this record before, but I never played that one, which was the most exotic-y sounding. Most of it's not really exotic-y sounding, but that one was. It was called In Cucina, and it came off their album Uki Geku. Very good. Then, from Los Angeles, we heard Monster Rally, another band I've played on the show many times over the years, but they're kind of doing something very in the vein of exotic-y, I feel like. It's not straight exotica music most of the time, but it's definitely, like, inspired by. And that was the song Dusty from their album Return to Paradise, which is my favorite of their records. Then, after that, and just before I started talking, we heard two songs by another band from Los Angeles called Louis Zong. It's just a guy. His name's Louis Zong. He's an illustrator, and he also makes tons of music as a hobby, I guess, and puts it up on Bandcamp. And each record has sort of a theme, and he did one called Kerbia, which is the one we've heard from, and it seemed to be kind of exotic-y inspired to me. The songs we heard were La Cucera Gourmet and El Bosque. Am I saying anything right? Probably not. Okay, finishing up this special New Frontiers and Exotica Music episode of the show, we're going to hear from the Natural Yogurt Band, another band I love to play on the show whenever they release new things. They are from Preston in the UK. They have a lot of new music lately, including this. It's a single. We are going to hear the song Mysterious Planet. It's the most exotic-y sounding thing they have released, and I love it. It's super great. So finishing up this special episode of the show with the Natural Yogurt Band and Mysterious Planet, New Frontiers in Exotic Music indeed. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Exotica by Columbo. I also talked over Un Siando by the Manicuras and Seal Beach by the Hilo High Flyers. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media, like Spotify, where there's a playlist for season 19 with all the songs I play on the show. As I play them, I just drop them into that playlist. Find everything, listen to them easily without having to listen to me talk. stay tuned, because in a couple of weeks there will be another episode of the show. If you like this one, you're gonna like the next one. It's all Exotica music. It's all classic Exotica. That's right, I broke it into two episodes. So we're gonna do a new Exotica and an old Exotica. So that's what we got. So next episode, just spoiling it right now, more Exotica. So if you hated this episode, bad news, you're not gonna like the next one either. But if you loved it, you're in for a treat, the next one. Talk to you then.